You had better get some milk to wash down that peanut butter. It sometimes sticks to the roof of your mouth,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 236. I am CVD in rockin' and rollin' Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we've got Wombat in boring Massapequa.
So very, very boring.
Nothing's shaking over there.
No, nothing, actually. Well, we have this stuff going down at the beach.
Right, the serial killers.
Yeah, well, it's probably not one killer, because they think one person killed at least 4 of the 10 bodies they found.
But there's more.
But they found 10 bodies, all of which have different means of demise and don't match a particular type. Like, they found 4 dead prostitutes, but supposedly they've also found a dead child, a dead man.
A dead shipwreck.
Hello.
He's not dead.
No. Oh, I was worried.
So you think you're going to be able to solve this case then, right?
You know what's funny is, like, I watch so many of these stupid shows. I'm like, if I just saw the evidence.
You could help out.
I could figure this one out.
It's all over the news. It's like a huge story.
Yeah, it's like the biggest story in New York right now. The FBI was just called in. I keep saying they need to ship those bones to the Jeffersonian.
I got you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Of course not. You don't watch American television.
No. I'll tell you, like, when, of course, the situation here is a little bit scary. And, you know, while I was in my freaking out phase, I'm past the freaking out phase now, for the most part. But while I was doing that and contemplating, you know, moving back to New York or something, I went to, you know, like the NewYorkPost.com. And you just see all the headlines there. It's all murders, kidnappings, you know, shootings. It's like, you know, the whole world is pretty scary, actually.
There's Ohio.
Not Ohio. Right. But it made a little radiation and earthquakes not so scary after reading all that stuff. Knowing that Wombat could be shot to death any time. Really,
that is
just
true.
You know, sort of made me less afraid. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, I was very worried that we weren't going to have anything to talk about, and I woke up this morning, and I started looking through the news feeds, and a lot of great rumors, and NPD stuff, and I don't know. Everything's awesome. Ty just started preschool this week.
I know. I like how they make him dress like Madeline to go to school.
That is pretty funny. Like, you know, I posted a picture on my Facebook page of Ty's uniform, and like Wombat said, it does look pretty much like Madeline, the kid's book. That's a French story, right? So it's a French school outfit. That's a lot of the schools here. When you see like the sailor uniforms, those are all based off of European schools. So that's where they get their inspiration from. And trust me, it could be a lot worse, believe it or not. I've seen some of these kids' uniforms. The shorts are so short. I mean, you can almost see ball. It's like ridiculous. They're like hot pants almost.
Nice.
So I think we got off pretty well with just like the coat, the Madeline coat and hat. So it's really amazing. His school, so he's going to a Buddhist preschool. It's run by this temple that actually is, like, I think it's the largest Buddhist temple in Tokyo. And it's beautiful. It's basically, it reminds me of summer, like a Japanese summer camp. Just like the grounds of it, because it's on the grounds of this huge temple. And there's all these, you know, beautiful trees and cherry blossoms. I don't know. I got to take a video of it. It's like
Japanese
going into another world.
Camp? And how are you reminded of it?
Well, I'm reminded of me going to summer camp, and then I'm picturing it as if it was in Japan.
Okay, I get it. Does Ty graduate when he can pull a pebble from his teacher's hand?
No. They did get prayer beads though on the first day.
Excuse me?
Prayer beads.
Oh, prayer beads. Okay.
What'd you think I said? Benoit balls?
Muddy headphones. I thought they were a different kind of bead.
Oh. No. All the kids are like putting them on their heads. They don't know what to do with them. It's pretty funny. Gotcha. They had like a whole Buddhist like ceremony ahead of time. It's, I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty nice.
Excellent.
Anything going on with you?
Well, I have a lot going on. I, you know, as most of you are aware, my wife is expecting our second child, and that child is due at the beginning of June. Unfortunately, the child in my wife's womb is not aware that it's due at the beginning of June and thinks it's due sometime now. And she had contractions on Monday, and we were in the hospital for 6.5 hours as they just tried to calm the contractions. And we were back in the hospital again last night for the same reason, and back at the doctor again this morning. And my wife is now not allowed to leave the house.
Oh, wow.
Until the baby's born. Yeah, she's on house arrest.
Oh, until the baby's born. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no leaving the house until she gives birth. So...
No sudden movements.
No sudden movements. She's, Netflix Instant Watch will be her best friend for the next month.
You get her feet popped way up in the air.
Yeah, basically. You know, drink lots of water. And, so it's been exciting. Hospitals are exhausting. Especially, even when they're just sitting there, hospitals are exhausting.
Yeah, it's horrible. Must be horrible. So now, if the baby is born early, let's say, you know, May something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that mean you get to go to E3?
It's funny because my wife made that joke today.
Oh, it was a joke?
She said, oh, the baby's born early, could go to E3. I'm like, I may hold you to that.
Right. And then what'd she say?
She's like, don't even think about it.
Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, Okay. Yeah. So that's out of the picture. That's off the table.
Yes. And I have a question for Shipwreck because I consider him to be an expert on this kind of situation.
Of course, anything to do with childbirth, that is...
Right. No, this is a postal worker question.
Okay.
Why, was the Shipwreck a mailman at some point?
No, father was. See, his father was.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, okay, no, there's legitimacy to me asking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my mailman has, and he's done this maybe 4 or 5 times at this point,
penis through the door slot.
He keeps putting his penis through the door slot, and it's weird because I don't have a door slot, so it's really thin and it's kind of freaky looking. No, I live. My house number is 398, and about 5 times he's delivered our packages to 389.
Didn't I order you something from Amazon, and I ordered it to 389.
Yes, but that was Amazon. We're talking UP, United States Postal Service.
No, it was me putting the wrong address on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm saying the packages are addressed properly.
I got it. I understand. So he's incompetent.
He's done, yes, and he's done it about 5 times. Should I complain to the post office, or should I just like leave my mailman a note?
What are you going to tell him? Stop screwing up? I mean...
Is it appropriate for me to do something?
It's just packages, or is it mail as well?
Oh, it's only packages, and it's happened about 5 times, and they always go to 389 as opposed to 398. And the packages,
I had the solution.
And the packages are always addressed properly.
I have the perfect solution.
What?
You buy him a small present, okay? Just really small something, but something like that he might get a kick out of getting, okay? And, you know, you give him a little card, and you put your name on it. He will forever remember that you... you know, that your name is associated with that address. It's the perfect answer.
Maybe. But you can't just give someone a present out of the blue. It has to be like holiday time.
But you could say...
It's Easter.
Maybe you made some food. You had some extra...
Here's some banana bread. Happy Easter.
Or something. Yeah, like that. From some Jews. Happy Easter from some Jews.
Happy Easter
you don't know.
From your Jewish... Happy Passover.
From
your Jewish stranger.
That's the answer, dude. Yeah. You give him something with your name on it, and he will know that that's your house.
Yeah, it's a little odd that he doesn't know that. Like, usually if they're doing the same route all the time, they pretty much know who lives where.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know, I think we have 2 different mail people, and we're pretty sure it's one over the other that keeps doing it.
Oh, well, make sure you get the present to the right guy.
That's the other thing. If we have more than one letter carrier, we don't want it to go to the wrong one. Like, the guy who does his job properly obviously doesn't deserve a gift.
Right.
The guy who keeps screwing up should get a present.
Okay, maybe you have to give 2.
Exactly.
And stop using your teeth when he puts his penis through the door.
Whatever. If he doesn't like how I do it, he should stop sliding it in.
Right, right. He's a repeat customer, so.
Exactly. So.
Anyway.
Yep. That's it. Those are my two problems of the day.
I watched, speaking of disgusting things, like putting penises through things, I watched Jackass 3 yesterday. I couldn't make it through the whole thing because some of it's really funny, but some of it is just designed to make you nauseous, you know?
Like, yeah, that's why I don't watch those movies.
Drinking a fat guy's sweat.
I do that every night.
Out of a cup?
No, when I sleep, sometimes my sweat drips into my mouth.
No. They get the fat, you know, the fat guy that's on the show. They get him. They get him to run on a treadmill, and they make a sweatsuit out of like plastic. Oh, I'm losing my voice. What's happening here? And they basically have like a tube leading into a funnel, into a cup, so it catches all of his sweat. And they're wringing out his underwear and stuff, and it's really disgusting.
That is disgusting.
But it was funny. The show, I did laugh very hard several times, but I didn't make it through the whole movie. I had to bail and fast forward through the parts where people are throwing up. Anyway, some show feedback from last week. We did a show without Shipwreck.
We did?
Yep.
You weren't here?
No, it's pretty much the same as me being here. Well, I was sick for like 10 days last week. It was awful. I guess it's been going around too. I've seen other people like tweeting and stuff about it that they've been sick for a long time.
Bird flu?
Probably bird flu.
Hmm.
It's probably some Gentile disease.
Yeah. Like rickets.
Yes.
Jews don't get rickets, right?
No, we don't get that. We don't get shingles either.
No, oh, yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So we some show feedback from last week, Wombat.
Yes. Itachitachi. Why would I pick that name?
Itachi,
wow.
Tachi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. Itachi, Itachi, Itachi. Wow, Cheapy was awfully eager to predict the death of the 3DS. It should be probably noted that the PSP outselling the 3DS in Japan had less to do with the decline in 3DS sales and much more to do with the fact that the release of the Final Fantasy Collection on the PSP, its weekly sales are 2.5 times what they were before.
Okay, wait, listen. I never predicted the death of the 3DS.
Oh, no, I think that's exactly what you said. You said, oh, the 3DS is dead. Show's over.
Did I ring a bell?
Yeah.
No, I said, you know, that I personally wasn't that impressed with it. And you mentioned that it was outsold by the PSP last week in Japan, right? Did we say it was dead?
No.
No. I think they're going to sell a lot. I've been saying that it's a great gimmick in terms of if the sole purpose of your gimmick is to get people to buy it, that which is pretty much the main intention, I would think, I'd say it's going to be successful. 3D is a great gimmick. Personally, I don't care for it in this form, but I think people are going to buy it. Maybe they'll wait for the $200 version with a better battery. I don't know. I think they'll sell fine. I think they'll make plenty of money. Don't get me wrong. They're going to make plenty of money. What else?
We got this one from Blue Swim. Love the old school two-man team this week. No disrespect intended, Ship. People did miss you. I wish those who hate on Zune would actually try a Zune HD. It's a great player with a fantastic interface. It lacks at variety, but as a... What is a PMP?
It's a pimp.
Pimp.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Portable media player.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Good call. It's welcome. Excellent. I'm sure it's fine, but I'm not getting one.
Right.
Sure it can.
I don't
play
even
that
know where
music.
One would.
Just
where
like
would you go to buy
device
one?
I own.
It plays the shit out of those MP3s. Yeah. anything else, Wombat?
No, that's... oh, yeah, wait, there's one more. Frisky Kanuki, did Wombat really say there aren't many Cleveland Brown fans? The Browns have one of the biggest, most loyal fan bases in all of the NFL. Just look at how well Peyton Hillis is doing in the Madden 12 cover vote to see that they're not as tiny as you think they are.
That was quite a read.
Yeah, that was my dramatic reading of an overly sensitive comment.
Okay, well... I don't know anything about football, so I think we should just move on.
Peyton Hillis is the great white hope running back.
That is true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, he was leading the vote still? Is that right? It's down to the final four, I know.
as of Monday, he was leading in the votes.
It's got.
He'll be breaking his leg soon, basically.
Basically,
yeah. I mean, Michael Vick. Well, there's a new coach. Four, so
I know. I do want Hillis to beat Vick.
Oh no, 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 we're not getting into a whole football thing now, are we? I hear you started talking about coaches. What?
I was really pulling for Woodhead to take it all, but what can you do?
Woodhead.
Yo,
Woodhead. There's a guy named Woodhead.
Yep.
That's horrible.
It's a funny name.
I'm sure he wasn't made fun of in school at all. No.
No.
He had a very easy childhood.
You know, it's funny also, he has that funny name and he's about my height, and he, even though he plays professional football. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he was picked on quite a bit.
And he has an erection coming out of his forehead.
Right? And he has an erection coming out of his forehead.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
How about we get into some new releases?
They suck.
I haven't even looked at them yet.
There's not much. There's the Michael Jackson Experience came out for 360 and PS3.
Woo!
I still want to play that.
Hey!
I don't have it yet, but no. I want to play that still. The that re-release of Divinity 2, the Dragon Knight Saga, the one that comes with a remastered version of the first game and the expansion pack, came out for 360.
Oh, you mean the game that I've been really keeping a very close eye on over the last several months?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Okay, good.
Why don't you tell me something about it?
Well, it's divine, first of all. You know what? It's twice as divine as the last one.
No, it's equally as divine as the last one.
Oh, okay. They haven't increased the divinity.
No, it's still two factor? Times the divinity.
I see.
They've just upped something else that is remastered.
But are the pets in it fantastic?
I downloaded the demo for that. You guys don't have Kinect, do you?
Nope.
Nope.
Mm. You guys are missing out on all these fantastic games.
Like Fantastic Pet. They're so fantastic. They have fantastic in the title.
Mm-hmm. And you also had another Kinect game this week. Carnival Games. Monkey See, Monkey Do.
Now there's a game that hasn't been overdone at all.
Mm-mm. And the funny thing is, there was another Dance Dance Revolution game came out, but that one requires a mat. Like, they're still making those.
Really?
Oh, how 2009?
That's funny.
Lame.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I liked that Divinity game, actually. It's one of those second or third tier Oblivion type games. So,
cool.
Yeah, I liked it when I played it the first time. I don't have any interest in putting another 60 hours into it, but.
All right.
Patapon 3 came out for the PSP. Do people still care about Patapon?
It's only $10, right? I think people care about it because it's $10.
Sure.
Isn't it?
Or
am I wrong?
Might be 20. Hmm. I mean, it came out at retail, so I'd be really surprised if they released it at $10 at retail.
Oh.
For Xbox Live Arcade, Yars Revenge came out, which I tried the demo of that. I know Wombat tried it too. What'd you think?
Yars Revenge?
Uh-huh.
Yars Revenge. Here's the fact. I played the Yars Revenge demo, and when I was playing it, I started to think that maybe the game I thought was Yars Revenge from back in the day wasn't. That's how different I feel like it is from the original game. Because it's an on-rail shooter that requires both joysticks, which I don't think really works for it as well as they probably want it to. I don't like dual joystick on-rail shooters.
And it requires a ton of different button presses, too.
Yeah, it's a little
too... Your missiles. You have a button that fires a railgun. You have a button that does your normal shooting stuff. Then you have all the face buttons do special things. It's way too much. Way too much.
It's a little overly complicated. As I said to Shipwreck earlier today, I went to Atari.com and played Yars Revenge for the 2600 for free. And that is better than the Xbox Live Arcade version of it.
Don't! This version made my eyes hurt.
Yeah, I played Yars Revenge for like a good half hour. The original 2600 game. Like, I just played it like way too many times in a row. Because I kind of like that game. I really like the original Yars Revenge. And I think that you can update that in a way that makes sense. This game, it seems a little more Galaga than Yars Revenge.
Galaga?
It's got more bugs.
Kind of, I guess. It definitely has nothing to do with Yars Revenge. I mean, it's like a Panzer Dragoon Orta or a Sin and Punishment, just kind of a crappier version of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on then. I don't want to talk about something that sucks.
And Patapon 3 is $20.
Right.
Cool. That Might and Magic Clash of Heroes game that was a DS game that everybody liked, that came out for PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
I saw that. Isn't that supposed to be really good?
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of like a puzzle type game, I think.
It is, yeah. I watched the video of it. It's it looks like chess in a way. You know? Like you have like an army on both sides.
Okay.
I don't know. That's all. As soon as I saw that, I turned off the video. So I couldn't tell you anymore. I saw people talking about the game on Twitter saying, I think it was Nick Chester said he really liked it.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Check this out.
I downloaded the demo. It's like almost a gig and a half, the demo is, which I guess is the full size of the game too, but it's pretty big. I'll wait for that one to drop in price, I think, because I think it's 15 right now, and it'll, you know, everything's going to go on sale.
Eventually.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for the new releases?
That's good enough.
Good enough?
There's nothing. Right. Next week is a big week. This week, not so much.
Not so big. Okay. Well, let's move on to some CAG news and shopping news. We have finally the 8th Annual Cheapy Awards. The award ceremony is posted. And, of course, we have to congratulate Amazon and Kmart, who both dominated the awards this year. 5 awards each. I mean, there's only 13 awards. Well, no, there's 18 awards total. So between the two of them. Now, let me figure this out. They each won 5 each. So they won 10. Yeah. You're so anyway, check.
You're a sad little man.
Check out. I'm not little. Check That's out true. The, you know, the whole award. See all the winners. And, you know, it's pretty amazing. Like Kmart really, by coming to CAG and interacting with the community, have become a favorite. It's pretty crazy.
Wherever the deals are, CAGs are going to like those. I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter what store CAG, it is. If there's a store that's giving good deals, that's where the CAGs are going to buy stuff from.
Josh from Kmart came on to CAG. He started posting, you know, as a Kmart representative, getting feedback from people, you know, seeing what was wrong with the store, seeing what they could do. And all of a sudden, they started having deals. They never had good Sunday ad deals before Josh started posting on CAG. And they, because of this, they had, you know, basically the best Sunday ad deals pretty much in and out every week. And they, because of that, they won the awards. So good for them. Congratulations, Kmart, Amazon, everybody else. Me, congratulations to me for only waiting till mid-April to get the awards out.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you. So,
You wanted to avoid the pressure of having to compete against all the other award shows.
Exactly. Right? We were pushing. Yeah, it just gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, get out of the holiday season. Get it into spring.
Mm-hmm. It's called staggered release dates.
Give out some technical awards at a ceremony held earlier.
That's right. Best sound in a store. Best Muzak in a store.
Exactly.
I forgot who won that, but I didn't watch that. It was my awards. I didn't watch it.
They were hosted by Super Programmer John.
Right, in a closet. He's in Florida right now.
Really? What's he doing there?
He's on vacation.
Good for him.
He's watching Walrus's Mate from his Twitter account, at least.
Really? Does that mean he's at Sizzler? Ba-dum-bum-psh.
Who has sex in Sizzler?
No fat people. I don't know.
They have sex in Sizzler. Fat people. Just,
right, meat. That would have been a better joke.
Oh my god! Look at all of Walrus's pudding.
You said he was watching Walrus's eat. That would have been a better joke.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of mating, I started watching.
You said he was at an hourly motel in Kansas. Then maybe.
Right. I started watching season 2 of Spartacus, the Gods of the Arena prequel. It's awesome. Really, you got to watch that. It's pretty much the best show ever made. It has everything. Lots of sex, nudity, violence, scheming, you know, good plot, good characters, decapitations, penises, lots of penises. It's great. Lucy Lawless's nipples.
Did you watch...
Bush? They have Bush, Wombat.
Did you watch Anchorman yet?
I'm not watching that.
Oh, you suck.
I don't really like Will Ferrell.
I don't like that humor.
I don't like his like character humor.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Do you have any shopping news? That's humor.
Shopping news. I don't know. It's already Friday. It's Friday. No shopping news on Friday. Eat them up. Yum.
Oh, I won a cool prize on Twitter.
What'd you win?
There's this guy. I'll give him a little plug. His Twitter name is Scared of Bees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get to his website. It is scaredofbees.com. His name is Nathan Mazur. And he does all the animation and cover art for all the Parry Grip stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I knew you would appreciate this. He does all of the, like, if you ever saw the cover for his Do You Like Waffles, he drew that.
Yeah, yeah, the wacky cartoon.
Exactly.
Guy.
And I won a free original piece of art from him on Twitter.
Nice. What is it? What's it a picture of?
I don't know. I just get something in the mail from him.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't care what it is. I'm sure whatever
it is.
It's free. Yeah. It's free. It'll be cool. I'm hoping it's something I could put in the boys' room.
Cool.
Yes. So
I do have a deal that I should tell you about.
What's
for
his
next
name?
Week,
Dr.
Actually.
Fantastic? That's what I'm naming him, right, Chipwreck?
Yeah, I think that's
your
what
son?
You should go for.
Hmm.
Yeah. You said you were mulling over some names. You were trying to decide on something. So
how about Woodhead?
No, I think we're going with Dr. Fantastic. Chipwreck came up with that one earlier in the week, and I've kind of stuck with it.
All right. Well, let me give you one piece of shopping news before I forget. Because if we keep making jokes, I'm going to forget. Toys R Us Tuesday, free $15 gift card.
Jokes.
I don't know. We're trying. Free $15 gift card when you buy Mortal Kombat or Portal 2. If you buy both of them, you get a $50 gift card.
That's crazy.
That's only Tuesday. Only Tuesday.
Where's that at?
Toys R Us.
Mm.
Tuesday. Topless. T-O-P-L-E-S-S, topless.
And that didn't include SOCOM, or did it?
No.
Poor SOCOM.
Why would you want SOCOM? Isn't it supposed to be kind of awful?
Dude, I played the beta. I was very impressed.
Wow.
It was fun. Unfortunately, I could only get it working one time, because I've gone back to play it maybe two or three times since then, and it just doesn't work, doesn't connect. But
yeah, that would be bad.
I think, well, it's the beta. Maybe it was over. I don't even know. But it was fun. I played a mode called Bomb Squad. And there's one guy on your team who's if you're on offense, there's one guy on the team who's like the bomb diffuser, or the bomb diffuser. No, or the bomb setter. And you got to, plant the bombs, and everyone else has to protect that. Only one guy can do it, though. So you got to protect him. It's really cool. It's sort of like it doesn't remind me really much of SOCOM, which is probably a good thing at this point, you know, in terms of the way it looks, at least. In terms of the way it plays, it does remind me more so of SOCOM, in that it's not a very fast game, and you do make use of cover pretty well, which is cool, which maybe that's new. I haven't, I only really got into like the PS2 SOCOMs. I don't think I bought, they released SOCOM on the PS3 has just been that downloadable, the confrontation, right?
That was in the stores.
Okay, but it was a downloadable. You could buy it.
You could buy it either way. But yeah, it came packaged with the headset in the stores.
Yeah, that was the only one, right?
Yeah, and that was by a different developer. That wasn't by Zipper.
It wasn't. Okay, because that I tried that. I didn't like that. This way better. And I've heard really good things about the single player campaign too, from people who know.
The average Metacritic is a 69.
Oh, it's out already?
Yeah, the reviews are out.
Oh, okay. 69? Oh, all right. Well, that's not so bad.
Destructoid gave it a 30.
Oh, Jim Sterling gave it a 30?
He might have. Let's see. See if that's the killer.
I liked the multiplayer. I thought it was good. I wanted to play more of it.
You called it.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, no. I know.
But I don't know. I was impressed. I wasn't. Actually, I didn't try the 3D. I never got a chance to try the 3D part, but we'll see. Let's move on to GoDaddy Wombat, our sponsor who loves to kill elephants and has discounts on domain registration and web hosting.
Please, let thee who has not killed an elephant throw the first elephant.
Throw the first coupon code?
Exactly.
Why don't you lead us through the coupon codes?
Sure.
While I drink this tea.
10% off any order with the code CAG10. $5 off 30 with the code CAG5 off 30. $7.49 domains with CAG domain. GoDaddy. go daddy, or go fuck yourself.
Or go kill an elephant.
Or go kill an elephant.
Go save an African village from dangerous elephants.
It happens.
It does happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
It's like watching Walrus as fuck.
Wombat's news and stuff. What are we starting with?
I don't know. I didn't put any of this on there. I've been in the hospital all week.
All right.
I played some Shift 2. Did I talk about that? It's kind of a feverish couple of weeks here. I can't remember what I talked about.
I can't remember either, but I'm interested in it, so I want to hear about more. I want to know if I should buy it, basically.
I think you should. I think you would enjoy this game, GP.
Okay. Okay.
I started off, and I didn't like it very much. It's kind of grown on me now. It's very much in the same vein as a Forza. Somewhere in between Project Gotham and Forza, I would say. So it's not quite all the way sim, but it definitely doesn't feel that arcadey to me either. There's a lot of cars in it. I know you like cars.
I do like cars.
I would probably like watching you race these cars around. It does a lot of cool stuff where the auto log stuff is neat, even though I only have like two people on my friends list that are playing this game. So it's pretty much just me and this one guy that are competing against each other, and that gets kind of boring. But the autolog it's implemented well because the whole game pretty much opens up within 3 hours, and then you have, like, I don't know, there's probably hundreds of different events to compete in.
No rewind button, though, right?
No rewind in this one, I don't think.
The big selling point is supposed to be the in-car view.
That, you cannot play that. That's unplayable.
You're kidding.
No, this thing is so crazy. Like, I played like two races with it. And what it does is they've actually put you inside the helmet of the person.
Okay.
So you come up on a turn, and all of a sudden, the view that you're looking at starts looking ahead on the turn. And you haven't like really even started turning yet. So what happens is you start to turn to try to catch up to where this guy's head's at. And then all of a sudden you've overturned, you're spinning out. And then you just get like the cars that are racing against you aren't very smart. So they'll hit you and you'll spin out and you'll just be totally disoriented. And then it's just like that on every turn. Like I'm not very good at this game, but
maybe that's the problem.
That could be, but it's very strange. Like, cause you're looking at it. You're looking at where you're trying to go, and generally when you play racing games, even in the first-person mode, the camera angle is just fixed straight ahead. Like, even when you're going around the curve, you're going to be looking at that section of the curve the entire time.
Right.
Whereas this, it's trying to look past the curve to the straightaway that you're trying to get to. So you kind of have to, like, catch up to where his head is at, but not oversteer at the same time, because he might be looking back to the – like, if you're turning left, he might be looking back to the right – when you're still turning left.
All right. Well, maybe I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And then I will tell you if you're crazy or not.
It's a crazy long game, though. I think I'm 12 or 14 hours into it, and I'm 30% through the game. So
all I have to do is click this button on Amazon Japan, and I can have it tomorrow.
I think you should get it.
Do it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. It's definitely play a lot in the first 24 hours, too, because you get double XP for the first 24 hours. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it your first 24 hours or like the first day?
No, it's the first 24 hours after you register your online pass.
Okay. So it's not like the first 24 hours of playtime.
No, just, well, it could be. I mean, most people I would think put in the online pass and then start playing, but.
Yeah, but you know.
I bought it.
Good.
Nice.
It does have some really cool races,
too. I bought a game last weekend.
Where it's, we'll get to that one second. I just wanted to mention these races because this was kind of a neat idea. Was that it'll have like the older version of the car versus the newer version of the car in the same race. So it'll start the, like, say it's like an old Dodge Charger. It'll start that way up on the track. And then if you're racing as the new Dodge Charger, you'll start from behind and have to catch up to him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's got a nice little events like that. But what did you buy, Wombat?
I bought Enslaved for the Xbox 360 at GameStop. Part of
that's
that big
game.
Power sale.
Power, yeah, $15?
$15.
How is it?
I haven't played that much of it, although I know the game isn't very long. because of, you know, mitigating circumstances. But I played for a good 3 hours, I think, maybe. And I, you know, so far, actually, I do enjoy it. I think it has a lot of good things going for it. I do like the monkey character. I like, you know, it's got a Prince of Persia vibe to it, at least so far. And I kind of, you know, and I'm a big fan of those games. And I do like the setting. So far, cool. So good.
Excellent.
I don't think it's that short of a game, though. You said it was a short game. I don't think it's that short.
No? Okay, that's good, too. I'm glad it's not that short. I just remember the rumors being
littered. Or something.
Okay, that's not short at all.
All right, then. NPD, March NPD number. Should we talk about that? You down with NPD?
Yeah, you know me.
All right, well, let's do it. Well, first of all, we did a little, what do we call that? Top analysts predictions?
Yes.
And we had to choose, the game was that someone came up with, I don't remember.
I think it was me.
We had to choose the order of these three titles, how they would come in the NPDs. It was Dragon Age 2, Crysis 2, and Homefront.
Yes.
And Shipwreck was the victor.
Good work.
Correct. Yes.
Nailed it. I'm the only one that's played all three of those two, though, I think.
Homefront finished third, Dragon Age 2 finished fourth, and Crysis 2 finished seventh. Okay. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yes, you were the wrongest.
I was the wrongest.
And I mixed up Dragon Age and Homefront, I believe. Right. And they are 3 and 4, so I was very close.
Mm-hmm. The big winner, of course, was Pokemon. The white and black version combined sold 2.5 million copies. Wow.
Also, Shipwreck lost one of his top analyst predictions as Call of Duty Black Ops hit number 5.
Aha! Shipwreck.
That was my only worry was Homefront. I think if I'd have gotten past Homefront, I was home free there. Because
Homefront, home free? Not really, because Pokemon.
No, I said that. Pokemon's a first-person shooter.
Oh, first-person shooter. You said first-person shooter.
Oh,
right.
Oh, you qualified it as first-person shooter. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It was no first-person shooter would outsell Call of Duty through May, I think.
That is true.
Homefront pulled it out with the solid advertising.
Yeah, I'm also going to say I think the sales of Dragon Age 2 and Homefront are very close. We'll find out. I also think that if digital sales were in this, Dragon Age 2 would have beaten out Homefront.
All right.
Homefront sold a lot of digital copies too, though. I don't know how.
I'm not saying it didn't sell a lot of digital copies, but I think there was a large push by EA and BioWare to sell digital copies of Dragon Age 2 more than THQ did for Homefront.
THQ had a whole OnLive promotion. You got basically the OnLive system for free.
That's true.
That's true. There was that one. They gave
NBA 2K11 finished 8th, by the way.
That game's got legs.
How much money do you think EA lost by not putting out that NBA League game?
It's not only that, but it got everybody who had never played a 2K basketball game to buy it. You know, everyone who was, you know, who maybe normally buys that EA game. Like, yeah, well, let's give this NBA, the 2K11 one a try. Maybe they don't come back next year.
They're not coming back next year.
No, next year too?
No, they're coming out in 2012. Next fall, not this fall, but next fall is when they're coming out with another sim game.
Wow. So wait, this thing is going to be... I mean, when do the basketball games come out? I thought they usually come out in August.
They usually come out in October, I believe.
Oh, October. Okay. The hockey games come out in September, I think.
Yeah, but who cares about hockey?
I do.
Not really. Oh.
Me. let's see. Hardware-wise, the DS... sold 460,000 units, number one in the hood. Xbox 360, 433,000. The 3DS sold just under 400,000, and the Wii sold 290,000. And Sony doesn't release their numbers because they're not doing that well. I can only assume.
Why do you hate Sony so much?
I just know they don't give out the numbers.
Why don't you tell us how many iPads Apple sold?
I don't know the answer.
Fanboy.
A lot. Yeah. A lot.
Too many.
Are 3DSs, they're available everywhere, right? Like
Here too.
Yeah. I saw a Walmart, the one right out here by my house had probably 20 or 30 of them just sitting there in stock, which kind of surprised me, but.
No, I think they're selling fine, but, you know, not fine enough to be gone, I guess.
I don't think there's a huge demand for it yet. I think the reasons are twofold. I think one is savvy consumers who don't feel the need to have it right away may be under the understanding that there will be another one that comes out within the next year that might be a better version.
And there's no first party, you know, there's no Mario,
there's
Zelda.
There's no great first party games. And I think some parents are weary of buying this for their children.
You think the 3D thing? Yeah. They don't understand you can turn it off?
It doesn't matter if you could turn it off. It doesn't mean you're assuming your kid won't be able to turn it back on.
Yeah, there's no parental control in there, huh?
No, it's not like you could turn it off and set a lock to it.
No, I'm surprised. How hard would that be to put? I'm surprised there's a lot of little things like that missing from the. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I find the placement. You know, if you touch the shoulder buttons while you're on like the home screen, it turns the camera on, and I find myself doing that all the time by accident. Just, you know, glancing my finger against the button when I pick it up makes it go into camera mode, and it's pretty annoying to have to keep switching out of that. Little things, but I'm sure they'll do fine. Should we talk about Captivate, Capcom's big event they had?
Why not? So many exciting things came out.
Well, there was something I was interested in. That Dragon's, what was it? Dragon's something?
Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma.
Right, horrible name. Absolutely horrible name, of course.
Very cool trailer.
Very cool trailer. But I'm a little apprehensive that a Japanese developer can really keep hold with an Oblivion.
Because that looks like what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Kind of. I think it's going to be, it's going to be Japanified, though. I mean,
which is bad.
When they splash up on the screen that this is by the people who brought you Resident Evil 4 and Devil May Cry 4.
To me, that means won't understand any bit of the story whatsoever.
It just reminds me too much of when we first saw trailers of Lost Planet 2. And how awesome I thought that game was going to be. And then I played Lost Planet 2.
Oh.
And I realized that game was a big pile of shit stuffed in a green box.
No, it wasn't that bad, I'm sure.
Lost Planet 2? That was terrible.
Oh, it was?
Okay.
I only played the first one. It was pretty good.
The first one was fine. The second one was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that was a big reveal there. And that looks cool.
It does.
I'm excited about that. That's all. I got to add that to my wish list there. There's a new Dead Rising rehash. They're putting Frank in instead of that other
dude. Yes, it seems as though the big thing to come out of Captivate this year is we got nothing new. So here's our old stuff again.
Well, they had Azuma's Revenge, or is that what the name of that one was?
Who?
It was a new IP.
Yes, the other new IP.
Yeah, it looks like an action game.
Yeah.
Oh.
That also looked pretty good.
I didn't see it.
But they have Dead Rising 2 off the record, which is Dead Rising 2.
Don't care about that.
With Frank West instead of Chuck Green. And they also have Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Don't care about that.
Which will be either DLC for Super Street Fighter or a box version.
Yep, not interested in paying more for more Street Fighter at this point.
How about the Street Fighter X Tekken game? They had that there as well. You interested in that?
Not for me either.
Me neither.
Mortal Kombat, I think I can deal with Mortal Kombat. That's probably it.
I'm going to do a whole lot of dealing.
I think I'm a. I said it to Shipwreck earlier this week. I think I'm just done with fighting games.
It's hard. I think when you get to a certain age, it's where you don't have, you know, you're not in college, so you don't have like friends just like walking into your room, you know, where you can just, you know, start up a game real quick. And you don't really have time to learn all the moves and everything. Yeah, it's tough when you get old. It's tough.
I think that's part of it. I think a part of it also is I was talking, you know, I remember when I got Tekken Tag Tournament and how much time it took me to unlock all the characters.
Not all the games make you do that, though.
Huh? They don't really. No, they sell you the characters.
Right.
You want the hidden characters in Super Street Fighter? You buy them.
Right.
Azura's Wrath. That was the name of it.
Yes. Azuma is a character in Street Fighter, isn't he?
Yeah. Azura's Wrath. Yeah. The only thing that scares me about that is that it's made by CyberConnect 2. which is the team that did like 8 million Naruto games.
Hmm. Did I talk about WWE All-Star? I did. I talked about that game last week. Yeah, it's good.
This is what I'll say about Capcom. Capcom needs to do something great in order for me personally to want to play it or be interested. I know last week I talked about how Resident Evil 4 is one of my favorite games of all time, but I don't think Capcom has really done anything all that spectacular for me. For me, I'm qualifying since then.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Dragon's Dogma could be it.
Could be it.
Well, speaking of Mortal Kombat, there's that new... I just started to watch the Mortal Kombat Legacy web series, but then you guys were ready to do the show, so I stopped watching it. So I only watched the first 2 minutes.
It's pretty much like that for the rest of the 2 minutes or whatever, how long it goes on. Yeah,
that looks kind of cool.
It's a good start.
Yeah. Looks like they put a couple bucks into it.
The first episode's all leading up to the crazy Mortal Kombat stuff, it looks like.
Okay.
Because it's very much just a typical SWAT type of mission in a warehouse, and you start to see hints of stuff that's Mortal Kombat-y.
Right.
But
your names.
Yeah, there's like 4 characters in there, I think, in the first episode.
All right, let's move on to... You know what? Let's go right to Nintendo, because the big rumor that is out today is that Nintendo is going to be launching a new console at E3.
What? And
it's more powerful than the Xbox 360 and PS3.
What?
They're going to be debuting a console.
Excuse me, launching next year, supposedly. Right? Debuting.
I don't know. It could be under your seat.
You get a Wii HD. You get a Wii HD.
It's pronounced weed.
I'll take that under my seat, too. Yeah, Fendozer writes in via Twitter. He says, what do you guys need to see out of Nintendo's new system to get you interested in Nintendo again? For me, it's trophies and HD. Well, I think we can safely assume it's going to be HD. There's no way they're coming out with a console now.
A regular old-fashioned controller.
Yes. Okay. There you go. That's good.
Because I can't do...
Is it too much to ask for HDMI?
No. I think that goes hand in hand with HD.
I think HD and HDMI are synonymous.
I think you don't put something out in HD that doesn't have HDMI. I would like to see a really robust online system. That's always been Nintendo's shortcoming, one of their shortcomings. And, you know, I like their innovation that they did with the Street Pass and the 3DS. I'd like to see some sort of innovation put into their online system for their new console. I don't know what it is. That's their job to come up with the innovation. I'm just, you know, going to make fun of it if it sucks. But that's what I would like to see.
I have trouble as a left-handed person doing things that require a nunchuck and a Wiimote. So if they could make games that just use a standard controller,
yes,
I'd be very happy. That's all I need.
If it uses motion control, if this thing is controlled by motion control, then I'm not interested.
Exactly.
I don't care how good the graphics are.
Oh, it's definitely going to have motion control at least.
Yeah, I think that there's room for motion control in maybe a six-axis-y kind of way. But
I don't know.
I think it's going to have a full-on motion control.
Oh, I think there'll be. I would like to see if possible maybe something that's like both.
Sure, I think they should come out with similar to what PlayStation 3 has, maybe where you have the normal controllers and motion controllers.
Exactly, now. Something that like a Wii.
But they're not going to, they're not going to get rid of that fan base.
No. And I don't think they should. I just think that if another Zelda game comes out that's in HD, I would like to be able to play that entire game with a regular controller.
I'm going to go on record here and say that they're going to have a very difficult time impressing me. I think.
Here's my other prediction. The game will have HDMI, but one end of that HDMI cable will be a proprietary Nintendo input into the console. So you have to buy their cable.
I wonder.
Can I at least buy it in a store this time?
No, you'll have to buy it online.
The GameCube had it.
I don't know. I mean, if the main method of control is going to be like a Wiimote and Nunchuck type thing, I just can't see myself being interested in it. You know, I just can't imagine like the game that's going to come out for that thing that I'm going to be interested in. Because, you know, I mean, the Wii's been out for a long time and it's really not the graphics that's really stopping me. Is I just don't want to use a Wii, the stupid motion control nonsense. And with this rumor comes another rumor that the original Wii is going to drop to $150 on May 15th. So
I think that's a pretty safe bet because Toys R Us is having a sale, I guess the day that this podcast comes out, where they're selling it for $170 with a $20 gift card.
Yeah, I mean, we've been seeing the signs that lead to this. I mean, a lot of places have been selling these things for $180 over the last month or two. There's been a lot of there's been gift card deals too. So yeah, I believe that that's true. Alan Rapper writes in via Twitter. He wants to know, Cheapy, are you still carrying your 3DS around with you, or has the novelty worn off? I still carry it around with me. I like that it counts my footsteps.
I'm looking at this article. You know what's funny on it? Because I like to make people angry.
Yes.
It says Zune Device Pink, old sales price $249.99, new sale price $9.99.
They're selling a Zune for $10?
That's what it looks like on that same thing. That same...
Oh, on this little picture from the inventory system?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. All right. I guess that's Nintendo. I mean, hey, look, E3 is shaping up to be really exciting this year. I hear the NGP shit is going to blow you away. And a new Nintendo console. Surprise. I like it.
What do you think that Microsoft has?
Kinectimals 2.
You know, games would be good. I don't even care if there's any new hardware for Microsoft. Just give us some good games.
I don't need new consoles from anyone. I agree with you. I just want to see some good games.
Good software is always key, too. That'd be enough for me. Mm-hmm. And something for...
I think they're going to show some sort of hardware. I think they're going to feel like they're...
Something.
Kind of forced to show
a new
something.
Kinect? A smaller Kinect?
I could see them maybe like a teaser, but nothing
more
Kinect
than
that.
Price drop? Nah, not at Ethan. Too early. Wait for holiday season, probably. I guess. I don't know. Hopefully something free at the press conference. But I'm excited. I'm excited for E3. A lot more than I have been in recent years.
It's because I'm not going.
Soon. No, stop it. It's because it won't. Hopefully it won't be shaking.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We get more floor time this year. It looks like too. Because
yeah, Sony's yeah.
Sony changed the date and the venue of their press conference, so it happens before E3.
Yeah, normally they do it on the first day of the actual show, but now it's on Monday night.
Just make sure you guys get tickets in the Hip Hop Gamer section.
It's at the Memorial Football Stadium or whatever, the Olympic Stadium, is that what it was?
It's at the LA Memorial Arena.
That's where they had the Olympics, right? Or no?
Well, the 84 Olympics?
I think so.
So that's a very large venue.
Is that where the Rams played?
No, the arena is the indoor one. That's where the Lakers used to play and the Clippers used to play. It's right next to the arena.
Oh, it's not the outdoor thing.
Or not right next to the Coliseum.
Well, I hear they're having a party.
Whatever it's called.
Too.
Stadium? I don't know. It's the indoor one.
5 o'clock. It's at 5 o'clock at night, so party.
Party all
party,
the time.
Party, party, party. And the best part of E3 Shipwreck is that our hotel rooms come with free breakfast.
What? They didn't last
nope.
year, did they?
The only rooms that I could book were part of a package that included free breakfast. And each of our rooms comes with two free breakfasts, so we can invite two people every day.
I hate you. I hate you both.
You're invited.
What about Denny's, though? When are we going to eat Denny's?
I love breakfast.
You like free breakfast?
I love breakfast. Oh, there's this place you have to try. It's in downtown L.A.
Okay.
And I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant that serves bacon-wrapped matzo balls.
Bacon-wrapped. That sounds good.
It looks like the most incredible thing I've ever seen, and I'll get
that
you the information.
That sounds awesome.
It's probably like 5 feet from the hotel.
You're kidding?
No, it's like it's right nearby. So
I'll
it's and it's a newish restaurant, and it's supposed to be amazing.
Awesome.
So
I'm excited.
You should go.
What's a matzo ball, by the way?
Huh?
What's a matzo ball?
It's divine.
It's what Jews have between their legs.
Yes.
No, it's matzah meal. So you know what matzah is, right? Unleavened bread. Bread without flour.
I'm a Gentile.
Okay, so matzah is bread without...
We like flour.
Okay, so bread, the Jews, when the Jews were escaping Egypt from Pharaoh, they didn't have time to bake their bread.
You know Passover starts on Monday, by the way.
I did not, actually.
I'm telling you the story of Passover.
Or matzah. So the Jews did not have time to bake their bread. So they correct. Had to basically, you know, cook it without flour quickly. So it was flat.
And they cooked it without yeast.
Oh, yeast. Yeast,
it,
right.
It was flour and water, and all they could do was flatten it and strap it to their backs. And when they were leaving Egypt into the desert in the hot sun, it baked in the sun into a type of a large cracker called matzah. And right, to remember suffering of the Israelites escaping from Egypt, we eat matzah on Passover every year. Now, matzah can also be found in what's known as matzah meal and can be made into a delicious dumpling that normally goes in chicken soup called a matzah ball. If you've never had a matzah ball, you should go and find one because I'm sure that I know that there is a Jewish population in Cincinnati and you can find one.
They are delicious. And bacon
wrapped in
bacon
pork.
Sounds good. With bacon sounds
yeah,
like
but a bacon wrapped matzo ball is what makes it what makes it ironic. But yes, they do are supposed to be delicious.
Yes. And now every Passover we all bake bread on our backs.
Exactly.
That's why and wombat's bread is very hairy.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
It is gross. When our supermarket, they had a coupon. I'm not making this up. Spend $35 in the supermarket, get 5 pounds of matzo free.
What the hell are you going to do with 5 pounds of
matzah? I don't
know,
but it was free, and I have now enough matzah to last me until the until the next millennium.
Is it good matzah? Is it the Sprite's matzah?
It is.
So, wow, that's the good stuff.
I know.
Shit.
You know, for someone who claims not to be Jewish, you sure know a lot about your matzah brands.
I have matzah. That's the only one I can name, actually.
There's Manischewitz and Straits. That's pretty much it.
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like matzah.
Matzah's fun. Matzah's good. My wife makes matzah braai.
No, I don't like that so much.
I don't like it as much as she does, but she actually makes it really good.
All right, let's move on to a company that is synonymous with matzah, Sony. I don't know how that's true, but
I don't
somehow.
Know either.
who's been playing?
I finished off the third birthday.
Okay.
On the PSP.
Happy birthday.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I liked that game. It's a good game. You can definitely tell it came from a cell phone game originally, or it was supposed to be a cell phone game, and they converted it over to a PSP game. So it's a third-person shooter, but it's very easy to aim. You don't have to mess around with the camera too much because just holding down one of the shoulder buttons locks on enemies.
It's a PSP game, right?
So it kind of yeah, it's a PSP game. So it kind of swings around the camera for you, so it doesn't get into a lot of the hassle of trying to manipulate the camera so you can see everything. It makes no sense whatsoever. I know you guys didn't play the Parasite Eve series before, but she has amnesia, and somehow, like in the first game, she saved Manhattan from this big parasite outbreak where it was causing people to turn into mutants and stuff. Everybody seems to have forgotten that now. This takes place in the future. She has amnesia. She can time travel now. And everybody that she talks to ends up turning into giant monsters that are out for eternity and a whole bunch of words that make no sense put together.
Right, it's a Japanese game. Sounds par for the course.
Yeah, yeah. It's extremely par for the course, but it's very good for that. Like, it's very, very much a... Like, I don't know. It's just got a certain like presence to it that's kind of neat to like watch. Like the cutscenes are really great on the PSP. The person who voices the main character Aya is the girl from Chuck, same person who did
Miranda.
Yeah, in Mass Effect.
All right, cool. Keep our eyes open for that.
Yeah, I recommend it. And if you play through it 10 times, you can unlock the shower scene.
Really.
I'm currently on playthrough 3.
You think you'll make it?
I got the maid outfit.
Also, Sony, I've been playing a Horde PSN game. It was free for PS Plus members.
That's a fun game.
And it automatically downloaded for me. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a, did we ever talk about it before? I don't think so, right? It's an overhead sort of, I guess you'd call it like an action strategy game. You're a dragon and you have to, with your dragon breath, you burn down castles and other buildings to get money and like, you know, wagons to get money. You're basically terrorizing towns, stealing their gold And there can be other dragons that are also trying to do the same thing, and you're competing with them to get the most gold. There's some other game modes, too. It was pretty fun. It seems like kind of well done. The only problem is I tried to play this on... It's out for Xbox, maybe, now? Not yet?
Yeah, this is Sony
okay.
exclusive.
PC or something. It's on Steam, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. It could
but
be
I couldn't get any games going online. There's just nobody playing it. So that was sort of disappointing. But it seems pretty cool. Has a nice tutorial, leads you through it. You know, not overly complicated, which was welcome.
Oh, and the shower scene from Third Birthday on YouTube confirmed.
Oh, yeah, right. I've already.
You know what else is on the internet? A lot of real pornography.
No.
Yep, so you don't even have to mess around with that.
Wait, you're telling me I could find... I met my first porn actress this week.
Who?
I can't remember her name, which is kind of annoying.
What?
I know, isn't that terrible? It was like a weird kind of... sounded almost kind of Russian-y, like a, something with an A and a Y in it. But
Nikita Vagina.
Nikita Vagina. That sounds as good as a name as any. But yeah, she was in my office, and I was making a cup of coffee when they were making a cup of coffee for her, because they were about to interview her.
Yep.
And they introduced me, and I was like, oh, nice to meet you. Then I went back. It wasn't until later
Is she a lesbian?
I don't think so. But she was being interviewed for some reason or another.
She just plays one?
She just plays one on TV.
Did you ask her what it's like to have sex for money?
I didn't know that she was a porn actress until after. Like, someone who I work with came up to me and says, hey, I saw you met so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, you know. She's like, you know she's in porn, right? I'm like, no one tells me these things until it's too late.
Oh, you could have invited her to be in your own home porn movie.
Mm-hmm. We do make them in the basement.
Do you really?
Yeah, whatever pays the bills.
Oh, I meant for your personal use.
No, we don't.
No?
No. Why do you?
No. I thought about it, but I don't know.
I don't think you want to do that.
I think I'm happy enough just that I can get laid, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you really want to see your own ass move up
no.
and down?
No. Uh-huh. I would do it from the first person perspective. So
oh, like Doom.
Like Doom, right? Doom was, yeah, pretty good, actually. Pretty good name for it. or Awful would be good, too.
That would be, yes.
Is there a game called Awful that's a first person? Anyway. So what else? Sony. Okay, so Karuba writes in via Twitter, wants to know what our reaction is to the GeoHot court settlement. So this is George Holtz was sued by Sony. Basically for jailbreaking the PS3 and putting video up on YouTube and telling people how to jailbreak their PS3. My reaction is that, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's really happy that he got to settle. His life could have been completely ruined. I mean, this is one of these situations where he could just be in court forever.
And lose
hemorrhaging
all of the
money.
Lose all his money and...
Right. I mean, I'm sure he probably doesn't have that much money to begin with.
I know people donated money to him, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's nothing.
Yeah. I don't the money he got probably went away so fast.
Yeah.
And Sony's pockets are so deep that they can
right.
literally
millions of dollars in legal fees for this guy if he doesn't settle.
Exactly.
He has no choice.
Yeah, he had no choice.
I saw people were disappointed that he settled. Dude, I'm sure he's really happy that he can have a life, you know, not have this hanging over his head.
Yeah, the guy wants a future. He doesn't want to be a martyr.
Right. He doesn't want to be in debt for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I saw that Anonymous, the hacking group, said that they're still going to go after Sony and that they want people to put on the mask from, what's the V for Vendetta? The Guy Fawkes mask?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Yes, yes.
And go to the Sony stores on Saturday, I think it is, to protest. Sony's
protest what?
You're protesting. Basically, they're pissed off that because during this lawsuit, Sony subpoenaed YouTube and I guess maybe some other sites to turn over IP information for all the people who watched GeoHot's video.
Yeah, that's kind of gay.
Yeah, well, not gay. We don't
no,
use
it's
that
not
word.
Gay. Trust me, if there's anyone who knows when not to use
right.
that word, it's me.
Well, obviously you don't.
I know. I can't believe I just said that.
And communication. Yeah, yeah. Yes. So that's pissed off a lot of people. And yeah, I agree that it's pretty much uncalled for.
No, it's kind of stupid. Lame. Yeah.
I like that their solution is to not let people get on PlayStation Network.
No, well, they admitted. We talked about this last week, Shipwreck. I know you were dying last week, so you missed it. But they actually came out and said that was a mistake. That they will not be doing something that impacts Sony's customers, just Sony. somehow. And I guess wearing those masks in the store is first step. So we'll see.
That'll get them.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
Yep. That's going to take them down.
Well, hey, maybe some people will burn the stores down wearing the masks. Don't do that, by the way.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Don't do that. Don't try this at home, kids. Let's Sony. Let's move on to Microsoft. We were talking before the show, Shipwreck and I, about the Gears beta. And I thought we should just sort of table the discussion for now, since we didn't really have much else to talk about from Microsoft. So what's the story?
So you guys are in it or no? So I'm not.
We're not in it yet. We'll be in it next week because it opens up on the 18th for Bulletstorm owners. So there's some people that are in it early. We could probably get in it.
I can wait.
I'm guessing. Yeah, we can wait a couple of days. But being in the beta, it unlocks some stuff that you could use in the real version of the game when it comes out. So you get like something like a flaming Lancer, and you get Coltrane's football or whatever this version of football is in the Gears universe. You get that outfit for him to wear. So it's worth playing the beta. It looks good.
The problem that I've always had with the Gears multiplayer is that the power weapons are so powerful that whoever gets them seems to just dominate. And if you don't run and get them really quick, you seem to be at a huge disadvantage. I don't know. It seemed more so than like a game like Halo. I wish they could just do the thing with loadouts. Or maybe, I don't know. I wish they could solve that somehow. Maybe make those weapons slightly less powerful. I don't know. It was a turnoff. That's why I didn't really play much Gears 2 multiplayer. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get to the level where I really care whether or not I'm getting killed repeatedly.
It sounds like,
I'm just going to play it.
It sounds like they have a lot of time to work on the multiplayer stuff. Like they've been working on it for a long time to really balance it. So maybe it'll work out well. What else do we have for Microsoft?
Did you guys see this Kinect superhero game?
No.
That Ubisoft is putting out. It's called Power Up Heroes.
Oh.
It looks kind of neat. It's I don't know if it's actually going to work or not, but you fight as your avatars dressed up in superhero
outfits. Yeah, I saw a little bit of
outfits.
This. I don't know. I mean, I guess as a Kinect game, I'm weary, but.
Right, but it looks cool. Like I hope they have it playable at E3 because I would like to battle against Cheapy in this. This looks
but
like
our
fun.
Avatars
like,
won't
you
be.
The avatars probably won't be, but they'll have avatars for us to play as.
I need my avatar.
Sure, there's going to be bald dude avatar.
Okay,
he's always
good,
there.
Good.
Yeah, but it looks like they're doing moves like Shiryukens, and one of the moves looks like Scorpion's harpoon attack, and it brings him over and does an uppercut. So it looks like they're stealing from some good games.
Excellent.
And maybe it'll work
out. The key to victory. All right.
Did you guys see that that Professor Layton ripoff game for the DS?
It's from Konami.
The 3DS game. Yeah.
What's it called? Dr.
Lautrec.
Oh, really? I was going to make a joke and say doctor or something.
Yes, it's Dr. Lautrec and the Forgotten Knights, I believe. Instead of a young boy apprentice, he has a young female apprentice. Yep. Instead of no mustache, he has a mustache.
What about his hat? What kind of hat does he have?
He has a top hat.
Oh, so they didn't even bother to change that.
No, the hat was too difficult to change. It's pretty core to the experience.
Yeah, the hat. You got to have a top hat. Cool. Have you been playing anything on iPhone? I haven't really.
Tiny Wings.
I see you've been dominating on Tiny Wings. I've watched your battle. I think you forced Justin McElroy to retire from Tiny Wings.
It was such a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice when somebody's bragging about their score and then you're just like, beat your score. I mean, I've never experienced that.
I worked hard to beat his score too, though. But he didn't just like retire. He deleted the entire game. Like, he doesn't show up on the leaderboards anymore. It says anonymous where his name used to be.
Right. I heard he's going to probably kick you in the nuts at E3.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Yeah. He's a big nut kicker.
I've heard that. Yeah. I think every time he's at least tried to kick me in the nuts.
Yeah, he's a big hugger and big nut kicker. That's why I always hug him from behind. protect the nuts.
That's good advice. Yeah,
protect the nuts. Right to the CAG bag then. Well, not right to the CAG bag, since we already did an hour and 10 minutes of show.
An hour and ten minutes to the CAG bag.
Yeah. Testudo. Wombat.
Yes.
Will you buy a 3DS for Ocarina of Time? Or will you only buy one for a new 3DS Zelda game?
I don't know if I'm going to buy... definitely not for Ocarina of Time. I've played that game 3 times. I don't need to play it again. Right.
You don't need to play it in 3D on a really small screen?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Hmm. Okay.
It would have to be a good... I mean, it's so sad that I have to say, if it was a really good Zelda game, I'd buy it.
Like nothing with trains in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nothing where...
That one wasn't bad. The train one wasn't bad.
No, the one before it, though, was kind of a bummer on the DS.
With the boat.
Yeah. The return of the boat. Right. And you had to do the you had to do the dungeons from the beginning over and over and over again. Yeah, that I didn't like too much.
All right. Here's a good question from Frisky Tanuki. What do you guys think of the LA Noir pre-bonus controversy that's going on right now? I'm fine when pre-order bonuses are things like special skins for guns, cars, and characters that don't have any real effect on the game, but Rockstar and 2K seem to be going overboard by making actual missions exclusive to certain retailers, GameStop and Walmart. There also seems to be a PS3 exclusive mission that should at least be available to everybody that bought the game. I hate this. I'm totally in agreement with him. It's really... I mean, I just want to buy the game where I want to buy the game.
I'm just curious, you know, what are the missions? Like, you know...
They're cases. They're like case files. There's missions. Full missions.
They're going to... You know,
they're
going to
sell them anyway, I'm sure, later.
I guess, but the question is like, how detailed is it? Is it like... Is it just a basic, you know, you got to go and get the package and then bring the package back home?
You know what, dude? It almost doesn't matter because... For people like us who tend to buy these games at launch, I just can't get over the fact that I'm being punished, even though I'm paying the maximum that anyone's ever going to pay for your game. You're punishing me by making me think I'm not getting the full game. And the only way to get the full game is to buy it at multiple retailers, which is ridiculous.
If you pre-order at GameStop, you get Vice Desk Case and the Badge Pursuit Challenge. This bonus case, Vice Desk, investigates the supposed suicide of a stunning fashion model. Can you help
Cole
unravel the truth? You also get Hidden Around, L.A. Noir's beautiful recreation of 1947 Los Angeles, or 20 police badges to find and collect. If you find all 20 badges, a dapper button man suit will be unlocked, which provides extra ammo and weapons. So you actually get two things that actually sound relatively interesting from GameStop. If you order from Walmart, you get the slip of the tongue case.
That sounds good, too. I want that, too.
Yeah, which is where... A seemingly run-of-the-mill...
You don't even know what this game is.
I do know what it is.
Sparking up, and it's like confidential to the game. How much can we plagiarize off of James Ellroy before James Ellroy notices that video games exist?
But is the gameplay still, like, is this Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto?
It's a more linear... Think like Heavy Rain meets Grand Theft Auto.
No, I think it's going to be more... Grand Theft Auto in 1947 Los Angeles.
See, you guys don't know what this game is.
I know what it is.
This is the same exact thing. Like, you see the commercials on TV and they just show you a bunch of cutscenes, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember all these cutscenes from
Mafia. It's Mafia meets LA Confidential. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. With more side missions. Or some side missions. This is pretty much my most anticipated game of the year, probably. It looks awesome. That new trailer looks incredible.
No, I agree. I think the game looks fantastic.
I've
talked to people.
Is it a trailer of gameplay?
There's gameplay in there.
I've read every book James Ellroy's ever written, so...
I've talked to people who've played it, and it sounds like my anticipation is not unfounded. Sounds great.
All right. I hope it's good.
I don't know. I think the GameStop pre-order sounds like the better option.
But I just want to tell Frisky, Tanuki, and everybody else that, yeah, I mean, anytime you're rewarding your customer who buys your game on the first day or, you know, first week, full price, by giving content that he can't get, holding this content out over him. It sucks.
Yeah,
you're punishing
us. It's pretty lame.
Because now,
yeah, I feel the same way about Mortal Kombat.
Obviously this game is going to be $30, or $40 within the year for sure. And then when they put out all this shit as paid DLC, you can use your savings to put it towards that and get the whole package. I don't know. The whole thing sucks. So let's move on. Cameron for All writes in. Why do you think that
the one before it?
Oh, you're right. Okay, let's do that. Emaster 1980 writes in via Twitter. Talk about Sega shutting down the Streets of Rage fan remake that was made from scratch, protecting the IP. My ass.
Here's my question.
I have the answer.
Okay. If you're making a game that's a Streets of Rage ripoff, but you're making it from scratch, why not reskin the characters and call it something else and then try to get some buzz on our homage to Streets? That would be perfectly legal.
Absolutely.
And not get taken
Absolutely.
Down. Absolutely. Don't blame Sega for protecting their property. Blame the idiots that's not theirs.
You cannot blame Sega, because if they don't take action against this, they lose the rights to Streets of Rage. That's what happens. They cannot enforce their intellectual property. They can't enforce their trademark and their copyright or whatever it is, because you have to protect
it. If it goes to court, you have to show that you've done everything reasonable to keep it your property.
Right. What they should have done, the people making this game, while they're making it, either do what Wombat says, which seems to be like the easiest and most sensical thing to do. Is that a word? Sensical?
It is now.
All right. Or you contact Sega and say, hey, we're putting together this game, this remake. Do we have your permission? And get the permission. It's I don't know. Really bad planning I feel bad that they put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fantastic, but you know what? Change it. Make everyone blue and call it Smurfs of Rage.
Yeah. Smurf.
That would get taken down also.
Make everybody make everybody gay and call it Streets of Gage.
Gaze. Streets of Gaze.
That's good. Streets of Gaze. Yeah. Sure. Or something.
I love the gaze.
You can't blame Sega. It's easy. It's easy to blame the big company, but they really have no choice. Cameron for All writes in via Twitter. Oh, no, this is via the CAGBAG. Why do you think that Microsoft charges the full retail price and sometimes more for digital download media? They're talking about their games on demand. They don't have the overhead manufacturing physical distribution that brick and mortar has or the markup. Why do they charge the same price?
Because people buy it.
No. That's not
it. It is the answer.
Well, that's only a small part of the answer. Shipwreck has the rest of the answer for you.
The rest of the answer is because they don't want to piss off the the retail.
That is that is true too.
The actual stores.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, they rely on their partners to sell the systems and accessories and things like that. And hey, speaking of that, I saw Toy Story 3 just came out on Xbox.
It's $30, which is a pretty standard price.
Yeah, that's pretty up and coming with what's out there now. I might buy that if they let me. I think they might region.
I don't know. You should try that if you can buy it. I think Ty would go apeshit for it.
Yeah, and it's pretty fun to play, right? Even as Papa.
Yeah, it is fun. It doesn't take very long to beat the entire game, but yeah.
Okay, good.
But no, you guys will have fun and you can play it together.
The graphics look really good.
They're not bad. It's not like, oh my God, you're not going to be blown away by it, but you'll have fun. No. You know what you'll have fun? The stunt track in the sandbox mode is that you could actually waste way too much time on.
Cool. So. Let's see what else we got. DJ Sue. Who 83 writes in, were any of you asked to be part of the Gamers Heart Japan? And did any of you watch the video? Me, no, and no. I'm guessing the same is true for you guys too.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't
Why would
me.
You ask
know
that
I live
question.
In Japan?
That makes us look bad.
Sorry. Well, they didn't. I've been living here for 6 years. Nobody asked me to be involved. And, I would have watched it if I was in it. But really, I don't know. We did our own thing anyway. Last question here from Orb01. It's a three-parter. Shipwreck, not sure if this was mentioned before on any CatCast, but I'm wondering if you have to have happen to have a spreadsheet posted somewhere of your G.I. Joe collection.
I don't. I guess I could put that up on Google Docs here at some point.
You don't have one?
No, I have a spreadsheet. It's just not posted anywhere.
All right, we need...
I've never had somebody ask to look at a spreadsheet of my G.I. Joe figures before.
I thought you... I thought was pushing it, that you had a spreadsheet of your G.I. Joes, but it shows you how much I know.
You got to be able to track all their accessories.
I cannot wait to see this.
And there's Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes with the wolf. Snake Eyes with the nunchucks. Snake Eyes in blue, which is the worst.
Yeah, get that up on Google Docs ASAP. That's important. People need to see
it. I'll get right on that.
Wombat, I've noticed recently that Wendy's brought back their fish sandwich, so I'm wondering if you have ever tried it, and if possible, could you spare me one?
I will not do that.
Right. Nice old school embarrassing.
That was you alienating half our listeners.
I know. Yeah. I told you I got yelled at by somebody at E3 for that.
That doesn't surprise me. You shouldn't have.
I felt bad. Not yelled at. He actually was very calm and rational. But I was embarrassed.
Mm.
He says, Cheapy, it's been quite some time since you posted any Lunch with Cheapy D videos on YouTube. Any chance those or similar segments can make a return? Thanks. I don't know. It's a lot of work putting those videos up.
You haven't done a video in like a year.
I know. I don't know.
Videos are coming.
Shipwreck's videos.
Yeah, but they won't have Cheapy in it, so who cares?
We can put Cheapy on one of the screens in the back.
That's true.
Just my head. Can I just have a video of my head spinning around in a circle, like on a loop?
It'd be like Cheapy Headroom.
We have that technology.
Yeah, I have a chair that spins, and I could just spin in the chair and record that. That could be cool. We could call that the head cam.
I think head cam means something different when you Google it.
Right. All right. Let's,
it's like Doom.
Let's say goodbye, Wombat. I think it's time. We're past our prime here. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer, or friend us or whatever. You can fan us. I don't know what you say. Twitter, follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, or Shipwreck. Follow all three for maximum enjoyment and pleasure. For her pleasure. And GoDaddy. Coupon codes from GoDaddy for web hosting, domain registration. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. $7.49 domain registrations. CAG domain. Hey now. That's it. No more. Goodbye.
Bread's done. Why is it so flat?
It's stuck to my back.
Let my people go.
This desert is hot as fuck. And now I got bread on my back. And there's no bacon on this bread.